I am quite literally...
Stop, she's already dead!
I've been taken over, I've been outmaneuvered, I've been bamboozled, and I am delighted because that means I don't have to do as much work. Yay! Yay for laziness. Always for laziness. I'm here for it. Hello and welcome back to the TT Podcast, because you clearly have nothing better on offer. We love low standards here. Thank you so much. Questionable content all around. Hello. Third time charm?
Maybe.
Should we answer some questions? They have lots who are so popular. He's a popular boy. Galactic Gaming asks, what's been your favourite audio? I'm guessing that's my question. The ones where I get to be weird. Would you matter? I'd say anyone where I'm not doing the sex, and that's not because I hate the sex. I don't, really don't. It's not like, oh my God, I'm going to do this again. It's just, it's really fun to be weird and to say weird things. And sex is fine. It's fine. But it can get a bit like, oh, here we go again. So yes, anything that's like, I like all the make T say weird shit stuff. That's good. Because you get to scream. Scream! No sex appeal required. Anyway, thank you. Midget09, do you have a timer for taking water breaks? No, I just chug. Can't spell hydrated without... I have absolutely no idea how to pronounce this, so I do apologize if I'm butchering. Meranquitas? So sorry, I'm dyslexic. And even if I wasn't, I'd be a terrible speller, so that's my excuse. What's the weirdest / funniest dream you can remember? I had a dream once that I bought each family member a puppy, and I was so excited, and I was like, oh my God, we've got all these puppies and they're going to be so happy. And then the disappointment in their faces, they were like, what have you done? This is so irresponsible. What are you going to do with these puppies? They're living beings. They're living creatures. What are you going to do? Huh? What are you going to do? It's a cute puppy. Sorry. It was very distressing. I woke up and I remember you were just looking at me like, what? Normal people dream about being murdered or someone chasing them or, you know, falling off a cliff and you're like, the puppet. It's like a reverse Cruella de Vil. I was devastated. I was so sad. And I remember texting my mom and she was just like, Oh, sweetie. You've got a good heart, but I don't know what's going on in that head. Nothing most of the time. Kobio, what is a turnoff for you? As in, what is something a partner does that you think is too much for you to handle? Being mean. Being passive aggressive and bitchy. It's like, if you have a problem, just tell me you have a problem. Doesn't mean I'm going to agree with you. But I can't stand, you know, someone just being like, you know, just like snide and like, I just feel like, oh, fuck off. Just tell me what the problem is. And I can be like, well, I don't see it that way, or I do see it that way. Not a big deal. I hate passive aggressive bullshit. It reminds me of being in an office and people being like, I'm not talking to her, are you talking to her? And it's like, oh, grow up. Be a grown up. And I wouldn't know anything about that, but be a grown up. So in some ways, I feel like I'm very mature, and in other ways, not all. I feel like with emotional stuff, I'm pretty much like, I don't have time for that. I don't recommend being petty. I don't recommend like keeping score and being like, well, she said this and I said that. That doesn't mean you don't have emotions and you're not like, oh no, I don't like that. It just means you kind of just park it and you're like, yeah, that happened, but what can you do with a drunken sailor? What can you do with a drunken sailor? What can you do with a drunken sailor? Move on and get over it.
Or don't.
But don't spend vast amount of time being passive aggressive. It does nothing for nobody.
What's your turn-off in a partner? Yay! Not being kind. High five. That was the weak high five. I like it. I like it. I like a weak high five. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah, just someone being like mean. It's not cute. It's not cute being mean. It's portrayed as cute in films, and it's like, no. No, you are the loser. Don't do this. Next question. Jamaican me crazy. I love it. Hey T, long-time listener, first-time caller. My question is, you're at a restaurant with your love, and that ex from high school comes over to say hi. The problem is this, it's the ex that you farted during your first time... What? It's the ex that you farted during your first time. Super awkward. How do you handle the situation? Is that supposed to say farted or dated? What? I don't understand the question. Okay, I'm going to go with farted because it's funnier. It's the ex that you farted during your first time with. Super awkward. How do you handle it? Oh, that's not that awkward, really. Everybody farts during sex eventually. It's a sign of... It's fine. Like, I probably wouldn't talk to them. We probably wouldn't have anything like, hi, you were inside me 10 years ago. Bye. I'd probably say hi if like we made eye contact, but that's about it. I'd be like, hi. End of conversation. We don't know each other anymore. 10 years has passed. Goodbye. That sounds cold. I'm not being cold. I'm just... Do you agree? Just don't have anything to say. It's like, I was a baby when we were together. I'm still a baby, but I have wrinkles now. I've changed. I've evolved, okay? I've moved on. God, stop being so obsessed with me. Nobody would be obsessed with me. maybe my mum. Yeah. Next question. I didn't even read the name. Turk, if you had to choose, what would you say your favourite musical album is and what do you think it has to offer to others? Ooh. Oh, I'm really bad at these answers because I don't have favourites. I'm so slutty with music. Do you have a favourite? Yay! Yay for whoring for music. We can't decide. We're sluts. We love music. I love lots of music. And the thing is, I am so whorish that I don't really have, like, albums. I have songs that I really love. I'm not like, I have to buy the whole album because nobody does that anymore because they have Spotify. But I just really like music. And I can't... As soon as someone says, tell me your music, tell me your favourite music, and I'm just like... I cannot name a single song. What even is a tune? And it's so annoying because then you're like, oh yeah, clearly you love music. And I'm like, I do love music. I do. Don't doubt me. But the more you defend, it's like, nah, you look sus. You look suspicious. I do love music. Wolf Zero, what kind of advice do you have for someone who's just starting to make audios? Don't do it. No. Do it to have fun. And also do it to have a job, if you want to have a job. Do it to be weird. Do it to laugh. Do it to get your anger out. Do it because life's too short. And if you're a bit curious, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. It's getting a bit intense. I'm sorry. Calm down. Calm. Sorry. Twilight Audio ASMR, what would be the perfect tropical holiday that you would go on? That's such a cute question. It's very cute. I personally don't really like the tropics. And, well, it's not really I don't like them. They're just not my first choice. Like, I'm going to be too honest again. The autism will not be held back. It is not time. No, it is time to be honest and awkward and reveal. I am gross and sweaty. Not that there's anything wrong if you're sweaty. If you're sweaty, that doesn't mean you're gross. I'm just gross and sweaty because I don't like myself. Naughty. Stop with the self-deprecation, but it's addictive. I'm sorry. Old habits die hard. Old habits. Can't even speak.
Yeah, so I'm sweaty and a bit gross, so tropics are not really my thing. I prefer to be cooled. Cooled, like... My heart is not cold, actually. Cold like my fridge. My fridge is cold. Very functional, and I'm very grateful for it. I like to be cold like a fridge, so I would go to Iceland or Norway or Svalbard. Svalbard? Svalbard? The places close to the North Pole, because they're so pretty and they have snow dogs and snow and ice, and I'm just about, yeah, take me there. Take me there. Take me. Don't take me, but take me there. But your mother. I feel like I'm actually the main character of this podcast today. What do you think? And don't be jealous. Look, it's okay to occasionally be a side character, okay? Do it with grace. Grace and dignity. You can do this. I know you. You're a good person. Dig deep. Ethereal Sauron the Eighth asks, do you have any tips on not letting judgments get under your skin, or maybe some advice on finding people who will build you up? As a really sensitive motherfucker, it's so hard not letting judgments get under your skin. Like, people just tell you quite flippantly, just don't let it bother you, like, just, yeah, just brush it off, and it's like, it's already in my bloodstream. I can't even breathe. Just said a bad thing and now I take it as my personality. It's really hard. I guess what you have to do is you just kind of have to ground yourself with people that are around you who are good for you and who do love you. And you have to kind of balance it and be like, okay, this person who I don't really care about, I don't really know, I don't have a deep connection with, said something negative about me. And it's like, that doesn't mean you have to say like, oh, well, it's bullshit, or I don't, you know, I don't care. It's just kind of like, well, that's their opinion, but do I really put stock in their opinion? Like, does it really affect me? Are they in my orbit? Are they in my sphere? No. So, fuck a minute. And I know that's really basic, bitch, but what, you can't change how people feel about you. And I think we give people this false idea that you can, and you can't. People feel how they feel. They like you, they don't like you, they don't trust you for no reason, they trust you for every reason. You got no control over it, so you just kind of got to park it and be like, I feel things very intensely and that's okay. I'm a sensitive person, but it is what it is. And sorry, I don't feel like I have a very good answer for this one. I'm just kind of rambling, but you just got to find a way through, however that works for you. So for me, I lock myself in my house and I reject humanity. So healthy. So healthy. But no, as for finding people who will build you up, find hobbies. And when you have those hobbies, seek out communities and stuff that share those hobbies and make friends. Because we place so much importance on romance and finding a partner. And it's great. I'm not devaluing you. Stop looking at me like that. I'm just saying, friends. Oh, friends are so good. And it's so important to have friends as an adult and nobody talks about it. You're like, oh no, friends are for school and college. It's like, fuck off. No, they're not. Therefore, when you're confused and you're like, how does a mortgage work? How do I pay my taxes? My kid's turning purple. What do I do? Friend, help me. You need friends. I need friends. I'm so asocial, but I have friends and I don't see them all the time, but I like them. I value their opinion. They're different to me. We don't always agree, but they are my friends and I make sure they know they're my friends and I make sure that I'm a good friend to them. I hope I am. I try to be a good friend. It's really important to have friends. Get friends. Try to make friends. You can do it. I believe in you. If I can have friends, anybody can have friends. He will agree. 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 He agrees. That guy, what piece of advice do you often hear that you would disagree with? Ooh, funker. Advice. Nobody gives me advice. They know I'm doomed. I don't have one. Do you have one? Yes, go, side character. I need you. It's a filler episode. Pretending I'm not the side character on my own show. I like it. Yeah, I have lots of different thoughts on you can't expect somebody to love you if you don't love yourself. It's like, I kind of get the fundamental message, which is like, you should practice self-love, you should heal, you should take accountability. And I agree with all of that. But I do think people are capable of putting others before themselves and treating others very differently to how they treat themselves. So I agree and disagree. That's very wishy-washy, but that is how I feel. I feel like, yeah, I get it, but also it's not black and white. It is grey, like England. And most of life is very grey. It's not black and white, which is really annoying. Like, just either be evil or the best thing in the world, okay? I don't have time for complication in mind, okay? I can barely do maths. RoloTony97 asks, how did you two lovebirds meet? He was a boy, she was a girl. They were lonely. Where did I lie? Where is the lie? There's no lie. He's a boy, I'm a girl. We're both very boring and straight. And we were like, your face is pretty. Your face is pretty. You are nice to waitresses. You are also nice to waitresses. Take off your shirt. It's pretty bog standard, but I like it. Jaman1892. Oi, mate, you got a license for that podcast, do you? No. No, I fucking don't, all right? I'm not from the South, so fuck off, cunt.
I'm so sorry.
SarahDran24, how chaotic would things get if you two got married? Probably wouldn't change. Okay, I'm going to get a lot of hate, and I don't mean anything by this, but weddings are bullshit. Not marriage. Marriage is a commitment, just kind of like cohabiting, and that's great. But I went to somebody's wedding, okay? My friend's wedding, not just somebody's. I didn't crash it. I went to somebody's wedding, and the bride and groom had lived together for 10 years. They were pregnant, 8 months pregnant, by the way, not just a little bit pregnant, very pregnant. And the person who officiates it, says that you're married, whatever, was going, as they embark on this new stretch in their life, everything will change. And I was just like, how? They've lived together for 10 years. She is pregnant with his baby. What the fuck is going to change? Why? Why do we carry on this charade? It's not... She's not a witch. He's not buying her from her dad anymore. Jesus. I don't know. I know that's not very romantic. And I get if you want to have a nice party and put on nice clothes and be like, love each other, drink. That is great. And I don't have a problem with that at all. I just have a problem with like, well, I don't even have a problem. It's not even a problem. It's not strong enough to be a problem. I just don't really want to be a part of it. I think if you're in love, you love each other, you want to have a party and get married, great. Don't involve me. Just, no, it's not unromantic. It's just, I don't want to go. I don't want to stand there for 3 hours with people I don't know. This, by the way, this was quote unquote a small wedding. 100 people. I don't know 100 people to invite to a wedding. I don't know 50 to invite to a wedding. So you just got a bunch of strangers standing around while you two are like, we love each other so much. And it's like, what the fuck are we doing here? This is incredibly intimate. We're not going to join you for the wedding ceremony later. I know, I am so romantic. You are so lucky to be with me. I'm sorry. I do. I love romance. I do. I just don't agree with the performance of romance. I just feel like, why can't you just buy her some flowers and stroke her hair? Aww. Aren't you lucky? You lucky sausage. You got me. Are you so happy? Aww. You're so pretty when you lie. Bubbles, what is your ideal cozy night? Ooh, I love this. I love your question, Bubbles. It would be... Well, you go first, actually. It's your turn, you go first. Oh. Oh, he's so romantic. He's so romantic, and I'm from London for some reason. Oh, that's really cute. Thank you. Thank you for being boring with me. I really appreciate it. And when I say boring, I mean just nice. Nice and cozy and laid next to you and being like, "I need to recharge using your chest. Let me lay on you. Let me suck the life from you." And you're like, "Cool. Okay, wanna watch Succession?" And I'm like, "Yes, definitely." That's my ideal cozy night. I just want to be in my pajamas with no bra on, laying next to you, eating something and just being like, "Shh, shh, outside, outside world, shh, you are not invited." Yeah, that's mine. Phoenix Brave Heideki asks, "If you cook, what is your advice for starters who want to start cooking dinner?" Oh, see, no, wait, wait, hold on. I can cook, I just choose not to. Please ignore whatever this man is saying. I can. No, shush, 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 shush. No, 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 incorrect, wrong. I can cook, okay? It's just that then when my job started to be a job, I just couldn't be bothered anymore. So I made him do it, and he's a lot better at it than me. And can I help that? Can I? Can I? Well, this is not a chauvinist household. We appreciate men that cook. Also, I never really got those comments anyway, because most of the top chefs in the world are men, so.
Incorrect information.
So you'd have to ask him, do you have any thoughts? Yes, do not Google, do not read those long-ass recipes that are like, when my mother in Italy told me, and it's like, just tell me how to make bolognese. Don't have time for this. I don't want a rich tapestry of your history. I want ingredients and how long, bitch. Ninja T-Rex, if a werewolf and a vampire fought a mummy, who would win? Wait, are they fighting together or are they soloing it? Well, I think if they were together, they'd win. What powers does a mummy have? What do they do? Is this like the mummy from The Mummy with Brendan Fraser, or is it just a mummy that kind of goes, walks around? I'm the werewolf and the vampire, probably. Probably. Oh, what do I know? Not much. Peanut Butter XXX, what do you think about jealousy in a relationship? Do you think it's something natural or just something that shows up in possessive people? I think jealousy is human. I don't think you have to be in a romantic relationship to experience jealousy. I experience jealousy probably more with my friends than I do with you. Jealousy is just envy. It's like, oh, I want what you have. But there's probably like two types of jealousy. There's a bad jealousy, which is like, I want what you have, it's not fair, you have it, and fuck you. And there's probably the good type of jealousy, which is like, oh, I want what you have, how am I going to like get what you have? I should really work on that because I really admire you for having that, so I'm going to get it. In romantic relationships, no, not like major jealousy, that's not. It's not good, babes. It is creepy and it shows you don't have trust. I don't like it. But I'd say like harmless jealousy, like, you know, if someone clearly is looking at your boyfriend or girlfriend and you kind of smile and you're in on the joke together and it's like, oh, that's funny, you're pretty. It's like, yeah, it's fine. It's fine, babes. It's fine. But no, don't be creepy. Don't be like, you can't go out, because that is wrong and creepy and controlling. And we don't like it. We're not here for it. We're here for trust and respect. Warden D, who are you and why do I hear you in my head? Also, how do you feel about colonizing Mars? I am me and you is you and he is he and we are here somehow. Yeah. And I don't know anything about space or Mars or planets or Star Wars. They're all the same. Everyone instantly leaves. She said Star Wars was the same as Star Trek. Do you know, I don't actually like The Big Bang Theory that much, but I love that joke when she's like, what's the difference between Star Wars and Star Trek? And she's like, there's absolutely no difference. I'm like, yes, queen. It's just because I don't watch Star Wars or Star. Stop looking at me like that. It's fine that you watch it. I don't judge you. You don't judge me for my trash. I'm not saying the Star Wars is trash. Nobody hate me. Or do. I can't control that. I'll just have to, you know, accept. Accept that you hate. But why hate when you can be really indifferent and just accept people's opinions? I don't hate Star Wars. Don't. Don't do it. Don't. Dan C. Favourite meal that no one else likes. Oh. Oh. He knows. He knows what I'm going to say. What am I going to say? Yeah. Okay. Don't know if anybody's ever heard of this. Probably not, because me and my sister invented something revolutionary that you're going to lose your minds over. Okay. So, we invented scone cereal. We invented scone cereal. So, essentially, one morning, we were on our own. Our mum wasn't there. Our other person wasn't there. And we had scones and we had milk. We had no cereal. What are two little entrepreneurial little girls going to do? They're going to smash up the scones and they're going to pour in the milk and they're going to lose their minds. Ignore the man saying it's disgusting. He knows not of what he speaks. It is fucking delicious, and I challenge you all to do it. And everybody who has left my life for the better has gone, ugh, that's disgusting. And everybody who's given it a chance, bar him, he's an exception, has stayed in my life and flourished. So, not saying there's a correlation, but there's a fucking correlation. Try it! Fun flame. Best way to fall asleep, and why is ASMR? The best way to fall asleep is, I'm going to go old school. You have fresh sheets, just come out of the shower, you put on your PJs, it's rainy outside. Climb into the cool, crisp sheets and you just snore and snore and snore. And yours? Oh. Fucking cute cringe. Currently eating pies. What's your favourite dinosaur? Carnotaurus, motherfucker. And here's a Stegosaurus. I already know. Don't even have to look at him. I'm alright. I'm alright. I'm right. James B. When it comes to cooking, who is the one who isn't allowed in the kitchen? I am allowed. I just choose not to be there unless it's 3 a.m. and I'm eating shredded cheese. Neil Winter, will you bring other characters like the tomboy or the MILF? Maybe. 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 But maybe I like being weird and not cute or sexy. Maybe. Maybe. Maybe this is my final form. It's definitely my final form. It's definitely my true form. I like it. Joseph Brown, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? I don't know. I'm bad at maths. Pastra Ariton, I'm so sorry. I don't know how to read or do anything of value. I'm so sorry if I butchered that. Does size matter? Of course, I'm talking about teacups. Get your mind out of the gutter. I did. The first thing that came to my mind was penis. I'm sorry. No. I know everyone's going to say, yeah, but you're not bothered about sex and all that stuff. And it's like, but most of the people I speak to, and I speak to quite a few women, some gay men, mostly women, it's just like, oh, fuck off. It's not even an issue. And I just feel like we are so quick to talk about penis and vagina and titties and all that, but when it comes to actual, like, oh, like, you know, are you compatible? Is he emotionally available? Does she feel ready to take this on? It's like, oh, I don't know. It's like, oh, but you know what size the cock is. It's like, oh my God. I know I'm boring, but genitals are just dull. And I know everyone's going to be like, really? Why? And it's like, because it's just, bleh. Sex is good when it's with someone you love and trust. And I know some people are like, not for me. And like, that's great. That's great for you. You don't have to love them. That's great. I do. Sex is bonding and chemicals and I feel safe with you. And look at my squidgy bits. That's what it is to me. I only want to do that with you. Yay. It's so good when we agree. As for teacup size, all, any. That actually applies to penises as well. Not all of them at once. Just any shape or size. Judge the man, not the penis. Always. Wolf Lord 11, best date you've had. Do we go on dates? We went on a cluster date, I remember that. Other than that, we like to stay inside the house. I like to stay inside the house. And I'm mainly in charge, so he's in charge of like all the important things like documents and taxes and money, and I'm in charge of like, we will do this today, and he's like, okay, fine. It's the way we like it, right? Exactly. He's a man of quality and I am a woman of, well, he's tolerating you, isn't he? And finally, whiskey bacon. How do you learn to appreciate being bored together? I just like it. I don't know if I had to learn to... I mean, I suppose you have to learn to appreciate everything because you take everything for granted. You take your house for granted. You take liberty, your money, your car, your anything. I just genuinely like being quiet with him and with the people that I love. Like, I just love... I have siblings and I will just be like, I'm going to squish you and just sit on them. And we are very old and have wrinkles, but that is my shtick. I don't know. How do you appreciate anything? I suppose you look at it for a while and then you're like, I see qualities. What would my life be like without you? It's probably a good question to ask. And if you really think about it, probably if they're worthwhile, it would be worse. And somehow I feel very weirdly embarrassed. Stop looking at me. Do it. No, you may not hold my hand. How dare you? We've only been together 10 years. Steady on. Do you have an answer? How do you learn to appreciate being bored together? Aww, why are your answers so cute? Mine are just weird. But he said, you look after each other and you appreciate it. Get the hell off my podcast. You are superior in every way and I can't compete. Vanish, vamos!